Good day. Welcome to the Best Is Yet to Come broadcast. This is Reverend Larita Adderley, Chaplain Adderley. And today I just want to say, encourage yourself in the Lord. David knew how to encourage himself. He put away discouragement and he said what he done was an action, and he pat himself on the back to encourage himself in the Lord. Today is the day. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm coming from the best is yet to come. Broadcast Reverend Larita Adderley to tell you today to encourage yourself in the Lord. Good day, doctors and chaplains. The Bible verse that I'm going to read out to you today is Psalms 41, all right, verses 1 to 3. Christmas time is coming, Thanksgiving time is coming. It's going to be a hard, rough year next year. And God is speaking to the ones that consider the poor and the needy, that reaches out to the poor and needy. And this season is always a hard time for families and friends and strangers. And what God is saying in David is speaking, Psalms 41 to verse 1 to 3. And he's saying that God blesses, I'm reading from the Living Word, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? When you consider the poor, when you consider the needy, God considers you blessed. He calls you blessed. All right? So this year, think about somebody as you pass them on the street. Just say, here's a piece of shoes, or here's a piece of apple, or you never knew you could touch somebody's heart this year. But not just that, God bless, it says, he calls us blessed. He says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. In the Living Word, it says, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him, keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. You don't have to worry about nobody making your bed, okay? When you consider the poor, when you are kind to the poor, when you do for the poor, you don't have to worry about God making your bed when you're sick. I mean, you don't have to worry about people making your bed when you're sick. God says that he will do it. He will protect you from your enemies. He will keep you alive. Okay? Go out there and bless the poor and needy. Consider them this season and next year. Amen. That's what God laid upon my chest this afternoon. As I was reading from the Bible, the Gideon International, and as well as off the Living Word. The Living Word says, Psalms 41 verses 1 to 3, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. He helps them out of their troubles. He protects them and keeps them alive. He publicly honors them and destroys the power of their enemies. He nurses them when they are sick and soothes their pains and worries. I'm reading off the Living Word. All right. So, God calls us blessed when we take care of his people, the poor and the needy. Okay? So just reach out your hand and help. go the extra mile today, okay? Today, the season, all of next year. If you have an apple, give that apple away. I remember I was walking through the streets of Jamaica. And you know, they had Burger King. They had Burger King in Linston. And you know, hear me? I was enjoying my fries. I was enjoying my burger. And I had a nice tall cup of soda. So when I was walking past this gentleman, you know, in Bermuda, not really the even Keith, he doesn't even ask for a cup of soda, you know. It's more or less you got money for food or you just got money. So I just pulled out Keith because that's, you know, he's always in my path. So I had my soda and, you know, I'm sipping it. And, you know, Jamaica's hot. You know, it's hot. But guess what I did? I gave the man my soda, you know. But as I'm reading this now, God said, because I considered that man, I'm blessed. I never thought about that until, you know, this was Psalms 41, verses 1 to 3 says. All right, so just think about somebody today. Do for the poor today, on the needy. Pray for them as need be, all right? But do something. Amen. Good day, doctors and chaplains. The Bible verse that I'm going to read out to you today is Psalms 41, all right, verses 1 to 3. Christmas time is coming, Thanksgiving time is coming. It's going to be a hard, rough year next year. And God is speaking to the ones that consider the poor and the needy, that reaches out to the poor and needy. And this season is always a hard time for families and friends and strangers. And what God is saying in Psalm, well, actually David is speaking, Psalms 41 to verse 1 to 3. And he's saying that God blesses, I'm reading from the Living Word, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? When you consider the poor, when you consider the needy, God considers you blessed. He calls you blessed. All right? So this year, think about somebody. As you pass them on the street, just say, here's a piece of shoes, or here's a piece of apple, or you never know, you could touch somebody's heart this year. But not just that, God bless, it says, he calls us blessed. He says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. In the Living Word, it says, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him, keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. You don't have to worry about nobody making your bed, okay? When you consider the poor, when you are kind to the poor, when you do for the poor, you don't have to worry about God making your bed when you're sick. I mean, you don't have to worry about people making your bed when you're sick. God says that he will do it. He will protect you from your enemies. He will keep you alive. Okay? Go out there and bless the poor and needy. Consider them this season and next year. Amen. That's what God laid upon my chest this afternoon. As I was reading from the Bible, the Gideon International, and as well as off the Living Word. The Living Word says, Psalms 41, verses 1 to 3, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. He helps them out of their troubles. He protects them and keeps them alive. He publicly honors them and destroys the power of their enemies. He nurtures them when they are sick and soothes their pains and worries. I'm reading off the Living Word. All right. So I call, God calls us blessed when we take care of his people, the poor and the needy. Okay, so just reach out your hand and help. Go the extra mile today. Okay, today, the season, all of next year. If you have an apple, give that apple away. I remember I was walking through the streets of Jamaica. And, you know, they had Burger King. They had Burger King in Linston. And, you know, hear me? I was enjoying my fries. I was enjoying my burger. And I had a nice tall cup of soda. So when I was walking past this gentleman, you know, in Bermuda, not really the even Keith, he doesn't even ask for a cup of soda, you know. It's more or less you got money for food or you just got money. So I just pulled out Keith because that's, you know, he's always in my path. So I had my soda and, you know, I'm sipping it and, you know, Jamaica's hot, you know, it's hot. But guess what I did? I gave the man my soda, you know. But as I'm reading this now, God said, because I considered that man, I'm blessed. I never thought about that until, you know, this was Psalms 41, verses 1 to 3 says. All right, so just think about somebody today. Do for the poor today, on the needy. Pray for them as need be, all right? But do something. Amen. Good day, doctors and chaplains. The Bible verse that I'm going to read out to you today is Psalms 41, all right, verses 1 to 3. Christmas time is coming, Thanksgiving time is coming. It's going to be a hard, rough year next year. And God is speaking to the ones that consider the poor and the needy, that reaches out to the poor and needy. And this season is always a hard time for families and friends and strangers. And what God is saying in Psalm, well, actually David is speaking, Psalms 41 to verse 1 to 3. And he's saying that God blesses, I'm reading from the Living Word, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? When you consider the poor, when you consider the needy, God considers you blessed. He calls you blessed. All right? So this year, think about somebody. As you pass them on the street, just say, here's a piece of shoes, or here's a piece of apple, or you never know, you could touch somebody's heart this year. But not just that, God bless, it says, he calls us blessed. He says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. In the Living Word, it says, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. All right? The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him, keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. You don't have to worry about nobody making your bed, okay? When you consider the poor, when you are kind to the poor, when you do for the poor, you don't have to worry about God making your bed when you're sick. I mean, you don't have to worry about people making your bed when you're sick. God says that he will do it. He will protect you from your enemies. He will keep you alive. Okay? Go out there and bless the poor and needy. Consider them this season and next year. Amen. That's what God laid upon my chest this afternoon. As I was reading from the Bible, the Gideon International, and as well as off the Living Word. The Living Word says, Psalms 41 verses 1 to 3, God blesses those who are kind to the poor. He helps them out of their troubles. He protects them and keeps them alive. He publicly honors them and destroys the power of their enemies. He nurses them when they are sick and soothes their pains and worries. I'm reading off the Living Word. I'm on. All right. So, God calls us blessed when we take care of His people, the poor and the needy. Okay? So just reach out your hand and help. Go the extra mile today. Okay? Today, the season, all of next year. If you have an apple, give that apple away. I remember I was walking through the streets of Jamaica. And you know, they had Burger King. They had Burger King in Linston. And you know, hear me? I was enjoying my fries. I was enjoying my burger. And I had a nice tall cup of soda. So when I was walking past this gentleman, you know, in Bermuda, not really the, even Keith, he doesn't even ask for a cup of soda, you know. It's more or less you got money for food or you just got money. So I just pulled out Keith because that's, you know, he's always in my path. So I had my soda and, you know, I'm sipping it. And, you know, Jamaica's hot. You know, it's hot. But guess what I did? I gave the man my soda, you know. But as I'm reading this now, God said, because I considered that man, I'm blessed. I never thought about that until, you know, this was Psalms 41, verses 1 to 3 says. All right, so just think about somebody today. Do for the poor today, on the needy. Pray for them as need be, all right? But do something. Amen.